In the gospel we have just listened to, John uses two verses to summarize our salvation history. For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus told Nicodemus, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so will the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. God does not wish us death. He wishes us life. In John's theology, God does not condemn. He's the individual who condemns himself. Jesus has told us this. When he was saying this, it was in reference to the crucifixion. So will the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes. And you will see that in the gospel we have just listened to, the operative word there is believe. Whoever believes. Which then means whoever does not believe will not have that eternal life. But God wishes us to have life. And so, it now boils down to individuals, whoever believes. The first example we will look at is just remember those two thieves on the cross. One saw Jesus as the king, as the gateway to heaven, as the eternal Son of God, as he through whom we will be saved, and appeal to him, remember me when you come into your kingdom. The other saw Jesus as a bleeding criminal like himself. He saw the blood there as one of the signs of those the bleeding criminal. He just saw him as a human being like himself. And therefore, he said, come down now if you are the Son of God and bring us down also. Archbishop Fulton Sheen said, of the two thieves there on the cross, one wanted to be taken up, the other wanted to be taken down. My dear friends in Christ, there are so many people in the world. And so when God comes with his salvation, he throws it open, leaves it to us as individuals. Do you believe? Because the central word there, the operative word there is believe. That whoever believes, the thieves on the cross, one believed, one did not believe. The one that believed became the first beneficiary of the salvation. Today you will be with me in paradise. The other one did not believe. And we don't know where he is. Of course, he was not with him in paradise. So when we come to church, then just look at this, a little simple example here. When the priest raises up, behold the Lamb of God. Some people see that as a white host. Some see it as the Lord Jesus Christ in flesh and blood. The one who came that we may be saved. The one who came as light into the world. Others simply see it as the host that the priest just performed out here. He who believes. So, my dear friends in Christ, the whole idea behind Lent is for us to sit back and think. Because God does not want us to die. He wants us to live. And that was why he sent his only begotten Son For he so loved the world. He so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. The world that was dead in sin, God has raised it, but for those who believe. And so this is the time. Remember, at the beginning of Lent, the Lord God uses the mouth of Prophet Joel, "Come back to me. Let your heart be broken, not your garment torn." So this is the time, my dear friends in Christ, for us to retrace our steps. If we find that we derailed, because his salvation is quite here and is open to those who believe. When the priest raises up the host, telling you this is the Lamb of God, what do you see? White host? Or the Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world, who came that we may be saved, who came that we may have life and have it in abundance? You see him there being raised? He said in the scriptures, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all things to myself." And today he says, "As Moses lifted up a serpent in the desert, so will the Son of Man be raised up." The priest raises him up. What do you see? Like the two thieves on the cross, one saw just a bleeding criminal. The other one saw the blood of salvation flowing in the flesh of the Son of God. The flesh of God. The flesh of the light that came to save us. And therefore, he pointed out, "Behold, when you go into your kingdom, remember me." That is what we are called to do this time, to plead with him. Because at a point in time in our lives, we erred, we derailed. And here he is calling on us. Do we believe? So this is the time. The church wants you to come back, retrace your steps back, and believe in him that you may have life. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.